That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last bank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Holy shit, baby boys. We're back. We're live. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, coming back from the good old lucky old England, mate. Always up in England, eating little chocolate, going on the tube, and watching a little bit of the telly. Well, guess what? I'm fucking back, baby boys. USA, motherfuckers. Still the greatest country. Still the greatest country besides Jamaica, the good old U.S. of A.
Mm-hmm.
Goes Jamaica, USA, Amsterdam.
Yeah. I've never been to Amsterdam.
Exactly. Have you been to Jamaica?
No. I was hoping you would take me one of these days. Go on a little trip.
We can do a little trip. Well, I don't know why comedians don't fuck. We don't do like trips together.
I know.
I feel like Andy's microphone's not on.
Hello.
Now,
I wanted to get in on the accent game.
I'll never really know if his microphone was on. I don't think it was.
I was just disinterested.
He went, and I didn't hear anything through the sound system.
Dude.
And then I feel like Natalie caught it and turned his microphone on, but I'm not positive. Shannon, smack
Thanks,
yourself.
Thanks, Natalie.
Smack yourself right in your face, Shannon.
We'll never know.
All right.
Mm.
Hello?
So the trip was good. Are you jet lagged?
I'm jet lagged. For the first time ever, I am jet lagged. First of all, let me introduce the fucking show, Brennan. Can you stop trying to take over, dude? I get that you got what's the scenario energy. Oh, they also stole my fucking mashup show.
They
stole my mashup show.
We didn't steal shit.
I forgot about this. Louis J. Gomez and Adrian Appalucci. Well, I invented it. I just said Adrian, do it with me. I invented this idea. Two comedians go on stage. Uh-huh. I let Jeff Ross and Dave Attell get away with stealing my fucking idea.
Yeah.
Then these motherfuckers.
Yeah, right, Louis.
We took two comedians that were nothing alike. Uh-huh. We put them together. We put
what?
The image.
Who's not?
What?
What?
Okay.
That's no. Look, I know the mashup show happened, all right? But ours is different because it's us. Now, our.
You ever fucking steal from me again?
I'm not stealing shit from you.
You stole from me. You're lucky that I don't want it.
You're lucky
that the show didn't do that well.
You're lucky that it sucked.
Two comedians that aren't alike.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So why don't we go through the YouTube and find out all of these comedians that aren't alike.
Good.
Like Jay and Dave.
Pull up the mashup.
Or Joe and Mark.
By the way, this is how much I know that they fucking stole my
show.
Idea.
I have watched the show before. And New York Comedy Festival wanted something from us.
They had nothing. These uncreative. And by the way, I appreciate you just saying, fuck it, dude. We had nothing. They needed an idea.
We are the Jay Moore of this situation.
I love it, dude. At least own it. At least go, you know what,
ours,
dude?
Ours is different.
What's different about it?
Because we are going to take comics that aren't alike, you know?
What?
What? Put your eyebrows.
About?
Get your eyebrows back to normal,
what
okay?
What the fuck are you talking about, okay?
We are... Stop, don't do this. I'm not even gonna.
Exactly.
I'm sweating.
He's getting so nervous right now. When he saw that he was banned for a year, well, I didn't even put that there. They just did that knowing that
what
I was
happened?
gonna pro-
banned for a year.
They stole my show. We just went over it.
So I was banning that him. That didn't last long.
I was banning him.
Andy took shrooms 10 minutes ago.
No, dude, you know what it is? I got fucking. You ever get in a fucking lift and the guys perfume shit is so bad. I thought I was going to get fucking gassed and he was going to take me to Squid Game is how fucking bad it was.
Nice.
I'm still coming down from it.
Why didn't you open
it? I did. I was fucking hanging my head out like a golden retriever.
Yeah, you guys both are fucking thick, pale, and red.
Yeah.
I'm so pale in this camera.
You too, dude.
It looks like you hired three brothers for a heist. And I'm the stupid one.
And we're all the stupid one. Yeah.
So you saying we gonna rob this Wendy's?
You're the muscle.
All right, look, we have a lot to talk about. I'm not gonna spend my day trashing you. Because I like you, Brendan. And the fact that you own the fact that you stole my idea from me, you just own it. You said, fuck it, dude. I appreciate it. And I'm going to give you Real Ass Dude of the Motherfucking Week.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Brian Laundrie in the racist live chat says, Sagalo.
Great username.
Like a fat, unfunny Nick Swardson.
What the hell? You know, that's the second time besides the fat and unfunny part. second time in like 2 days that someone told me that I sound like Nick Swardson all of a sudden.
It's the 30th time you've been called fat and unfunny.
Yeah, I don't even mention that anymore. That's like when someone calls me Brandon. I just go right through it.
Tons More Cowbell says, 90% sure that Andy is wearing a toupee. These are great comments. Keep them coming, guys.
Why are you saying all the comments that hurt your guests' feelings?
But because I like to see how you react when your back's against the wall.
I like to be critiqued. I have a good fucking head of hair.
Yeah, dude, he's got great hair.
Yeah, it was only $20.
Fresh out of the shower.
Yeah,
you can tug it. It's Maury's wigs never come off.
Hell yeah.
Well,
so no, what I do is
Brian Laundrie.
What am I gonna do? Am I gonna sit here and just read the complimentary comments? Like we're a bunch of fucking LA cucks.
It's called a compliments sandwich. You say one nice thing, then one critical thing, and follow it up with.
Guess what? We do no fucking carbs on this show. It's all the critical.
Well, you can
no fucking bread. No bread.
Oh, sounded like
you know that.
LL Cool J line.
No fucking bread.
All right. Rap.
Yeah. It's all the critical.
All right. Look. Let's get our fucking plugs out of the way. I'll tell you guys all about bloody old England. We'll get into some of these fucking notes that Shannon sent to me, which I haven't even looked at yet.
No, all right.
And it's going to be a fucking crazy, crazy week, boys. And Fury, what do you got to plug?
Headlining Soul Joles in Reutersford, PA, November 4th. That's it. Come out to that.
Hell yeah. Sags.
I have a new podcast called Legion of Spanx.
Motherfucker. Motherless cunt.
I just steal everything from you. And no, on the 18th of this month, I am headlining the Ainsworth Long Island Comedy Bar that just opened up in Rockville Center. So come out to that. And then I will be at BJ Ryan's on the 22nd in Connecticut. But also follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter at Brendan Sagalo and twitch.tv/Sags2Riches. Thank
Hell
you.
Yeah.
Oh, and here's the scenario. Listen to my podcast.
Zach Attack.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Back up Twitter, ZA Spook Show. Doing a live midnight spook show at the Stand on Halloween. New time, 7 p.m. So even though it's a Sunday night, you can still get out early. 7 p.m. Halloween night, the Stand. Please fucking come out.
Hell yeah, dude. Look, lots of stuff coming up. This Saturday night, I will be in Long Island, a Governor's Comedy Club on Long Island. So come out to that. That's going to be a good time. Then I'll be the 23rd, the Coho's Music Hall up in Albany, New York. Coho's in New York, right outside of Albany. 8 o'clock show with the great Zach Amico. And then on October 28th, I'm at Zany's Comedy Club in Chicago. Just a few gigs before we kick things off at Skank Fucking Fest South. It's actually happening. I'm flying down Thursday for like a few hours just to do the walkthrough, tech walkthroughs.
Nice.
We're linking up with the pay-per-view live streaming company. We have so much incredible shit happening at Skankfest this year. It's actually really happening. I'm getting chills right now thinking about it. It is the only comedy party like this in the world.
Sounds awesome.
Thousands of people that are going to be there. Anybody who is anybody is going to be at Skankfest. We did not leave stone unturned. Any comedian that's good.
I'm going, yeah.
Any
what
comedian that's hilarious. Any comedian that's worth their weight. They will be at Skankfest.
If you got the chops, you're going to be at Skankfest.
Yeah. If you're not at Skankfest, it's because the only reason.
I asked Christine too. I was like, I'd love to.
We don't respect you and we don't think you're funny. The only reason. That's it. Andy, I don't know why you're not at Skankfest.
Yeah.
Me and Feeny are doing an unlikely duo at Skankfest.
What? What?
Oh, yeah, and also come out to that show.
Yeah, guys, Skankfest South is happening. Shout out to to Yo Kratom for supporting us throughout this entire time. We're going to give away a pair of passes on Friday. Real Ass Podcast giving away a pair of passes this Friday with special guests Kenny and Spenny. Kenny versus Spenny on Real Ass Podcast this Friday. That's which awesome. Is going to be awesome. Really, really excited about that. We have to plan some fun stuff, Zach. Isn't the one guy, like, kind of nervous?
Yeah, and the other one's a douche.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to play Who Hates Your Co-Host More.
Okay, I love it. All right, we're going to figure out some fun games. I'm much more of the Kenny. You're much more of the Spenny.
Yes.
So maybe we should just trade co-hosts. Sounds like a good idea. Either way, guys, lots of stuff coming up. Make sure you go to lewisofskanks.com to grab your tickets for all of those shows. If you love this show, subscribe to gasdigitalnetwork.com. You get the entire on-demand library for all of the incredible shows here on the network, all of the Real Ass Podcasts, all of the Legion of Skanks episodes. Gomez watches Seinfeld coming back very soon. So make sure you guys go do that right now. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial, and it's going to be great. So, yeah, that's that. That's all I got to plug right now.
Hell yeah.
Right. So I got a plug.
How you feeling?
Feeling good. Yeah. Feeling light. Feeling
me too.
Me
too.
Nice.
Feel good.
I lost weight for the first time ever on a trip.
Wow.
And it was because I couldn't stomach looking at British people.
I was like, that's not the best advertising for British food ever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really, I don't know what it was exactly. I got sick like my second day out there. I started just feeling kind of cruddy and shitty. So I had like, you know, a little throat crud and I just felt low energy. So I really wasn't going out much, but I had no appetite. And my stomach, every time I ate something, it would just start to feel like, it felt like it was in little knots. Mm. And I'm sure that there's great food in England. I'm sure it exists. But I couldn't bring myself to like go to a restaurant. I was never in the mood. So I don't know if it was like my body like just adapting to being in a different part of the world and just not used to whatever it is, maybe the fucking water or whatever, you know, but it just did not feel good. So I just barely ate anything the whole time I was there. And yeah.
You look great.
Thanks. Dude, getting sick is the fucking best thing
in the
world.
It's the best, yeah.
It's the best. I feel light right now. My cheekbones are fucking sucked in. And now I got 3 weeks till Skankfest. I'm seeing my personal trainer twice a week. I'm seeing Diego twice a week. I'm fucking going to jiu-jitsu. I'm going to be so jacked at Skankfest. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be uncomfortable. I'm wearing nothing but tank tops. It's going to get absolutely wild. I think I'm renting a horse. Shit's getting crazy.
Are you going to ride in on a horse?
I'm riding in on a horse, yes.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Now that I don't have the Ellis fight. Until next year, so. But yeah, England was fucking great, dude. I'll tell you right now, crowds love to heckle in England. Have you ever performed in England?
I have not. What are they COVID-wise over there? Are they cool? Are they hanging out with masks everywhere?
London was dope, okay? London reminded me of New York when I moved to New York. Because it was almost like COVID didn't exist in London. You didn't have to wear a mask
COVID
anywhere.
COVID didn't exist when you moved to New York the first time?
What?
I don't know, man.
That was AIDS. That was
don't
the big one
don't
the
you
time.
Dare play a sound effect.
Nah, I was just kidding. I was getting ready.
Oh, shit.
Don't cross me, bro. Not today.
You're coming fresh off a ban, Brandon, all right?
Jesus Christ, you just got unbanned. No, but London reminded me of New York. Like, New York is all weird and fucked up. It doesn't have any energy.
Yeah.
London was bustling, dude. It was all fucking hot chicks. It was like everyone's going to fucking do their thing. Nobody's wearing masks. It just felt like a cool New York City. London was really cool. And then Manchester was cool. It was fine. Once we got up to Glasgow, that's when shit was kind of like shut down again. Mm. Like, you had to wear masks and everywhere. And it was just sort of a, you know, not as cool as the other places. But Glasgow was also fucking cool. The fans that are out in England and Scotland and fucking all over, they're wild. And we're going to go back and do, Zach, we got to go back and do some shows there. You would fucking love it, dude. These people are savages.
Why don't you do like Skankfest over the pond kind of thing?
Oh, that's fucking cool.
Because it's been a nightmare going to fucking Texas.
Going to Texas, it costs, do you have any idea how much it costs to produce Skankfest?
No.
For New York, it's like, hey, we can fly out half of the comics from LA and it'll be great. Yeah. For LA, we can fly out half the comics to New York. It'll be great. Texan went, let's fly out everyone.
And everyone's got hotels, just airfare hotels. It's why. I mean, like, there's comics that do $100 spots on Skankfest in New York, and it's like, that's like, they're famous. it's popping like it's a comedy show.
Yeah.
It's a whole different thing when you do it out of state. So out of the country, it's a whole other thing. Taxes, getting visas for, you know, 120 comedians, it's a whole to-do. Ain't happening. That's not happening. But I will go out there and do more shows because they were the craziest fans I've ever hung out with after That's the awesome. Show. London on the first night I got there, I did one night only at City Comedy Club. Shout out to City Comedy Club, cool little place in Shoreditch, which is like a little trendy area in London. And two packed out fucking shows. I got a standing ovation as I walked on stage. I mean, it was like the craziest fans ever. They were fucking wild. And
you think they were just excited to see a Puerto Rican?
Maybe. They fucking, they were just the most responsive. Dude, it was really just, they got everything. That you didn't have to pander or change the jokes at all. They just fucking got it. And it was great. And the first night afterwards, I went out and I got hammered. And Shannon actually pulled up my Instagram. I ended up, what's it called? Hold on, I'm seeing it says currently not broadcasting and that I'm not connected to the internet. I know that's not the case, right?
I'm seeing the stream happening. Everything is good.
Okay,
right,
good.
Here.
Just making sure, Shannon. Just making sure.
I got anxious. Scary. That's scarier than when you're angry.
Yeah.
Yes, a calm.
Well, we all know that's not the case, right, Shannon?
Yeah, Shannon, if you pull up my Instagram, I ended up arm wrestling an Irishman.
Oh, yeah.
In a bar. Nice. This is what my night ended with. It, like, fucking, I'm jet lagged. I've been traveling halfway across the country.
3, 2, 1.
That guy is so serious.
Oh, he was psychotic, dude. He was just hammered the whole time. He was such a great fan, though.
Oh, he's.
Yeah. He lifted his arm.
Luis.
Are you guys lefty?
Yeah, because I have a wrist injury. We're both righties.
Oh, someone dumped fucking beer on his head.
That's how Irish people. That's like dumping water on an
that's
American.
That's how
head.
They christen them.
Yeah.
Oh God, you guys should have kissed.
This guy was awesome. We had so much fun. He tried to fight the bouncer at the end of the night. They're crazy. These people are all savages.
Wait, you're saying the Irish got drunk?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
It was,
dude, getting them to cheer USA is
getting
fucking...
getting a bunch of Brits in a bar in London, dude, to chant USA is pretty goddamn real ass.
That's cool.
If I didn't already give you real ass dude of the week, I would give myself real ass dude of the week right now for that.
Can we both be real ass dude of the week?
Don't you know anything about the rules?
It's only Wednesday.
I know nothing about the rules.
Dude. Holy shit!
I do look like I'm wearing a toupee. Time for a cut.
Oh boy. Huh. Oh boy. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. We will definitely be going back there at one point. London's fucking dope.
And you went to Birmingham.
I went to Birmingham, which is the knifing capital of the world, apparently.
The knifing?
Yeah, yeah.
Like stabbing, or they manufacture knives?
Oh no, stabbing. Yeah. And it's stabbing capital of Europe.
Why?
Also, I don't even believe that. I think that's what they say.
Yeah. That's so stupid.
I would almost assume that there's probably places in Europe that you get stabbed more.
Yeah, that's like calling a town with a lot of fat girls the blowjob capital of America. You have the capability.
Yeah.
It's probably much worse somewhere else.
What's the number one knifing place in Europe? Please tell me, Shannon.
What's the number one knifing place here, you think?
Compton?
Puerto Rico.
Oh, come on now.
It's got to be something with Lewis's people.
My father was actually stabbed to death when I was a kid. You know that, guys. How about you be a little more sensitive to my fucking play?
No, your father bled to death. He was from a stabbing.
Realized it.
That is true. He wasn't stabbed until he was dead.
Yeah.
He was stabbed.
He was stabbed and then blood
then
came
the person
out.
Ran.
Bled out in the street like a dog.
Jesus Christ, Zach.
Come on.
Zach attack.
Pew, pew.
So you didn't see any knives? You didn't see any stabbings?
Didn't see any knives, stabbings. I just don't have respect. It's not that I don't have respect for British people as like gang members. It's just their accent is so adorable. So
I can't take them seriously.
If I'm walking down the street and like it's like, hey, bruv. Let me get you ye wallet.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck out of here. Suck ye dick.
Lewis.
What?
Glasgow is what keeps coming up as Britain's
Glasgow.
Knife
cap. All right. Well, that's where I was too. They didn't brag about it. That's who you know it is.
Yeah.
They didn't brag about it. They were like, no, we'll just fucking do it.
I'm not giving my wallet to anybody who has a king, okay? Why don't you go ask daddy if I can have you can have my wallet?
But the accent is so like to this day, if you meet a black guy with a British accent, there's still like that second where you're like, really?
Yeah.
No, they, I mean, apparently there's some very, some tough individuals there, but
I'm sure.
I'm just, it's a weird thing. I can't, like, if it was a bunch of black gang members, I'm like, sir, please take my sister. I don't, like, I, whatever you need, it's yours. But it's a bunch of British guys.
Hey, chip, chip, cheerio. Yellow teeth and all that. Hey, you want my wallet, isn't it? You want my wallet, yeah? You want to kill me, yeah?
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. All right, so let's move on. What's going on here? Let's see. Okay. NYC to deploy non-toxic gas as a terrorism readiness plan. Shannon, what is this?
So I put this in the notes a couple of days ago, so I had to just reread it. But it's a plan. They're releasing what they claim to be non-poisonous gas to see what would happen if terrorists actually attacked us this way. So whatever particles they're releasing, they're tracking them to see how they spread amongst New York City.
Oh,
cool.
Why do I feel like that's like some other weird shit that's going to fucking...
I know.
I feel like this is not a thing to do with terrorism. They're like, we want to see how some... How you people will carry an infectious
disease. We'd like to remind terrorists that they have not been considering gas.
Totally.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys didn't think of this yet. Oh, my God. That scares the shit out of me. We're all going to be fucking, what do you call it, impotent.
I'm already impotent.
Or do you think you're impotent?
No, I don't even know what that means.
You can't shoot bullets.
Impotent.
Out of your weenie.
It means that I can
shoot rope.
Yeah, but I think you can still shoot rope, but your swimmers are dead.
Yo,
I thought that was Baron.
No, that's what women are. You fucking, you really are a fucking queer.
The Baron womb.
You're a
of
queer Sagala.
Like a Stephen King novel.
Whatever.
Yeah,
you don't know things until you know things.
Impotent. I wonder if I'm impotent.
Do you still jizz when you get a vasectomy?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
You still come when you get a vasectomy?
Oh, it's just
not as chewy.
No swimmers.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
It's not as chewy.
It's not as yummy.
Yeah, I thought about getting it. It's like my chick now wants a baby so bad that I can't do it. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm going to give her a baby. I'm saying that, like, at the very least, I have to keep that on the table.
Yeah.
You know, until we break up. And then snip, snip. Natalie, if you don't keep me, I'm getting my shit snipped. Even for a day. If we have a one-day breakup, I'm going to fucking...
Why?
I don't want any more babies.
Then why don't you, you know,
you're being a good boyfriend.
No, here's the thing. It's not that I don't want any more babies. Like, it's not that I have an aversion to having more children, because if I do have more children, I want them to see this one day. I'm like, what the fuck? No, I right now, if my chick didn't want kids, I wouldn't go, oh, let's have kids. You know what I'm saying? But she wants kids, so I'm going to probably give her kids one day. But if we broke up, I'm thinking about how recently I thought about how I can't go anywhere because I'm fucking attached to my son's mother because we have to co-parent. And like, I'm only 10 years away from him, like moving out of the house and going off to college. And I can literally go live in Jamaica.
Yeah.
That's a real thing I can do. I can just go like fucking live there. I can build a studio, convince Zach to be my co-host in Jamaica.
Really going to not be that difficult.
It's not difficult, dude. Why would Zach, we can literally go do a Realize podcast 4 days a week from the beach. The beach, man.
Yeah.
Okay, and look, once I'm off Legion of Skanks, at least half that audience is coming to follow us over here. So we will just blow up. It'll be a massive thing. If I killed Legion of Skanks, turn the mics off. If I killed Legion of Skanks, okay, it would only benefit me in massive, massive ways. You guys have any fucking clue?
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you out of your mind?
You killed your main show?
That audience is so that audience is so vast that we would be the show that filled that need. Real Ass Podcast. We're already feeling that need. Most people right now know that this is the superior show. Shani, turn the mics back on. So we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about all that later. But anyway, let's get back to these notes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shani, mics are back up?
Sounds to me like you don't want a kid. You don't want another kid. You don't.
You know, let me finish. I don't.
I didn't.
I do not. I didn't.
I donuts are a good breakfast food.
Doggy, now listen to me. I am I do. Look, having a kid is the most fucking fulfilling thing in the world. It's the greatest thing in the world. And I know.
More fulfilling than moving to Jamaica?
Because I've already experienced
that. You already got a kid. Who cares?
What's stopping you from taking the family to Jamaica as well, though? You can have it all.
Because my son's mother won't just move to Jamaica to live.
I'm talking about your new family.
My new family.
The second Gomez's.
Listen to me. Jamaica's a third world country. I'm not raising little white kids in a fucking third world country with these savages. Are you in your fucking mind, dude?
Hey, this looks Irie.
<That kid'll, laughs> My little three-quarter white children with their fucking, hey, man.
Dad, can I ask you something? What's the
No, that kid will get fucking kidnapped real quick. And then Lewis will be on the news
Daddy,
all angry.
I ate you, man. I ate you. You're not me real father.
Dada, can we go see Third Eye Blind? I want to go see...
You never show up for me bobsled matches.
I'm just gonna sit here climbing these coconut trees all by myself, I is.
Daddy. You're not being real ass, Daddy.
You're not being a real ass dude, you're being a real ass boom boom. That's my daughter, too. You ain't me daddy.
You ain't me daddy.
Yeah, no, I mean, but that is like sort of the fantasy. Just because like I'm tethered to my son's mother, you know? And that is, and then like, yeah, I don't know. You can't raise fucking kids in a third world country. That's crazy. Who the fuck would raise their kids in Jamaica? I mean, I guess if you got a lot of money, it doesn't really matter.
Nah, it'd be nuts.
But that's also weird. Like you want your
kids to socialize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could always be the fantasy.
Or you could just not have fucking kids and move to Jamaica. You have a kid.
Yeah, but tell this one.
You tell her.
No, can you tell her, please?
Let's tell her. Let's tell her together.
I say you get snipped secretly and just go, my guys just ran out. That's I got no more productive
idea.
Guys.
That's a true. Great idea.
You don't have to tell her.
Is that
Dr.
Is that? Is that, hold on, is that in... the same ballpark as stealthing, though, and is California going to one day make that illegal?
I don't. What's
it does
stealthing?
Feel
stealthing
like
stealthing is where you take off your condom and don't tell the girl.
Oh, great move!
It does feel like.
Oh, the Fury.
There's a name for what I've been
was
doing.
Mine first.
You know that California. Thing? You know that thing you do when you're taking too long to come?
They call that the Fist of Fury.
Why can't girls fucking feel the difference, Shannon? Have you ever gotten stealthed?
No.
Not that.
Hold on.
That you know of.
Time out. Turn the sexy music on. We're talking to Shannon and Natalie about this. It's a great topic for Shannon this week in Sex with Shannon and Natalie. Girls?
Natalie, has the girl ever spit out her dental dam? Not told you?
Hell yeah. Poor Natalie. Shannon, you've never been stealthed?
I don't think so. There's one time that I'm remembering where... I was mad at the guy afterwards, but I don't know if it's because the condom broke and he realized it and didn't tell me, or if he wasn't wearing one. I can't
Look,
remember.
I'll say this. Can I say this? I feel like a Can I admit something?
Guy.
I know.
You know,
like, I'm going to admit something right now.
Shame. You know, you got to leave that guy.
Anytime the condom is broke, I'll give it at least 2-3 pumps before I pull it out.
Sure.
Oh, at least 2-3. Oh, I'm sorry, broke. What are you
And sometimes
do?
When it breaks, human. It feels so good you don't realize. And you're just like, oh, wow, I'm having a really great orgasm inside this condom. And then you pull out and your dick looks like the guy that gets hit by the car at the end of RoboCop. Because the condom's all shredded on it. Yeah. Oh.
Listen to me. You know, you can't stealth. And I said that. I said, that, and Zach, on this show.
Yeah.
Years before everyone even thought about making it illegal about stealthing, with the first article that came out where they named stealthing, I was like, that should be a crime.
It for sure is. Yeah, good for you.
He's on fire!
I was way ahead of my time, Natalie. I was telling people that stealthing should be a fucking crime. I said that's borderline rape. But if your condom breaks and your body just gives a couple pumps because it's in there already...
How do you know it broke?
Well, you feel it. Well, it goes from feeling like this is okay to like, holy shit, this is the greatest thing ever. And you're like, oh, I broke.
Oh, I got broke. Yeah. Must have broke.
That's not stealthing. That's just fucking, you know, you're in the moment. Your dick's
That's happy. A happy accident. Yeah.
Happy accident. That's the greatest accident of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Also, lady, I don't know, be wetter. So,
wait. But why, I don't know, vaginas, why can't they tell the difference of a piece of latex versus non-latex?
Well, can't you feel the difference?
Yeah.
So they could probably feel the difference as well.
That's what I'm saying. Why is it considered stealth then? It's stealth.
I think they, I don't know. Do you think you could tell the difference between something in your ass with a condom or without?
Yes, I do.
I think some women can probably. So it depends on. My assumption is some women, they could probably tell. Some women probably can't. Some women, I'm assuming Natalie is fucking just dead meat down there. Like, she can't feel anything. You can fucking go at it with a blowtorch and she's like, whatever, this isn't anything. Shannon can probably fucking, if the temperature changes 1 degree, her pussy shrivels up.
That's why I thought it was such a sensitive area, and, you know.
Shannon, am I right about that? You're the sensitivity of your pussy?
Yeah, I can tell the temperature change, yes.
Thank you.
Nice.
And Natalie, am I right about the absolute just dead feeling down there, just dry and dead?
You're a little off.
Ooh.
Well,
hold on.
Yeah.
So tell us. Hold on. Describe it.
It's not like how you describe it.
Music, please.
Natalie, have you ever been stealthed?
No, I haven't.
Well, I won't give you personal business. Fine.
I've said it on the show.
She has. She's only been with one man. So it's
and
one.
He was a ninja. So yeah, technically, I was stealthed.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never. Yeah, I mean, I guess I didn't even understand how that was up for debate. But okay, so but what about this? If I girls talk to me about this, if I got snipped without telling Natalie, and then stayed with her during the baby making years in her life,
I mean that is so cruel, dude.
It's like reverse rape.
Yeah. I was saying it's in the same category as stealthing.
I guess it's a little white lie. I think.
It's a big lie.
It's a fib.
To waste the years that she can reproduce. Yeah. It's the only thing she wants. She wants a kid more than like she wants to be a mom so badly.
Yeah, I mean, that's
she'd
pretty
probably
bad.
Make you go get tests and everything. Like it would become something where, you know, you'd figure, and then she'd be like, "Let's put another dude's cum in me."
Oh yeah.
To have a baby.
That made me, I don't know why it just made me so angry. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I thought it was like, dude, I was visualizing her saying it. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. Whose cum do you want inside of you, you fucking pig?
Yeah.
Or, God forbid, adopt.
You know, she can have some
you don't
baby
want to rescue.
Blues.
Well, I could adopt. And you know what? I could adopt in Jamaica. Two birds, one stone.
Oh, there you go. Now
two
we're talking.
Two little birds. Out of my doorstep.
Pass the baby to the left-hand side.
I'm just using the baby as a bowl.
Yeah, the carb is on the toe.
Yeah. So
I would go belly button for the carb.
I would have gone asshole.
Can you rent? Can you rent?
Not
rent.
Thought
a baby.
About it first.
You pack the ganja in the soft spot.
Liquid Sunshine said that's on her dumbass fault for being with Lewis. That's on her dumbass fault for being with Lewis. That's
not a very
what,
coherent sentence.
That's what Liquid Sunshine just said. Come on, doggy.
Shit. She.
But then I got to raise another dude's baby. That's tough.
Just fucking have another kid. If you start
or break
now.
Up. You don't want a kid. She wants a kid.
It's not that I don't want a kid. I don't want a kid.
I wouldn't mind.
I think this is
having another 18-year commitment.
It depends on how you say that sentence. It's not that I don't want a kid. I just don't want a kid.
I don't want a kid.
I don't want a kid.
I don't want a kid.
Or, I don't want a kid.
I don't want a kid.
I think we're seeing a very sweet side of Lewis. You're doing it purely for your love.
Well, I mean, no, I wouldn't just do it for my love. Because, look, the other thing is I know... Yeah, it's just, so actually, it's like, I'm almost like torn on if I want a kid. That's really what it is.
Sure.
I'm torn because like I feel bad that I never gave James a sibling. So if I did have another kid, I wouldn't have one kid again. If I had another kid, I'd have
twins.
I have two kids with
similar
anything,
age.
Anything not twins, I'd abort. So
wait,
keep
so you'd
going
keep
back.
Them away from James? What? They'd be siblings.
No, but the age difference would
the
be.
The age
difference. They wouldn't like play together on the same
James
level.
James is 8.
I'm 7. I'm 7 and 15 years difference between my two siblings. So it's not.
I thought you were like the movie Jack. And you were telling us
I'm 7 years old currently,
and we don't speak. But so yeah, maybe you're right.
That's why that is a toupee.
Wait, do you guys not speak, really?
Head. No, we're fine. It's just a weird dynamic.
That's
it
a huge gap. Huge. Yeah. No. If I had another kid, I would definitely want to have, you know, two kids within, you know, a couple years of each other.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah, because I have been jealous of people who have close siblings.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's really hard, dude. I mean, being an only child, and luckily my sister's niece, or my niece rather, my sister's daughter is six, and they're very close, and they play a few days a week. But it's still only a few days a week. It's not like they have a sibling to lean on at all times. So, yeah,
lean on me.
You gotta keep going
when you're not strong. And I'll be your friend. Someone to Okay.
It's crazy that you had to think of the lyrics.
Why? It's not in my
room. It won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean.
I got there.
So just call on brother when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. You just might have a problem that I'd understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Get her in here. Let's make a change.
Just call me.
I don't know the rest of the words, actually.
Yeah, don't call me crazy.
Yeah, but you forgot, like, the words that everybody knows.
I am not up on
that's like not remembering
Trouble Black Youth movies with the hardened principal.
My mom went to that high school.
What, in Jersey?
Yeah, it's Patterson, New Jersey, Eastside High.
Damn. Whoa. At that time, era?
Yes.
You were born in that high school?
Lewis
was born on set.
People don't realize that, like, my origin story is actually fucking crazy. Like, I downplay how fucked up my childhood was. I describe it to people sometimes, and I'm like, they're like,
Lewis was born on in Lean on Me.
In the first scene where the kids being how do I reach head these smashed kids? In.
I also love that you're like, yeah, my dad was stabbed to death, and my mom was a heroin addict. I really downplay my childhood.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize how bad it is. Worse than that.
Lewis was delivered by a teacher sitting backwards on a chair.
It's worse than I think people, because I make fun of it almost, I think. So I think it's, people don't realize how bad it was. I didn't realize how bad it was. I didn't realize how bad it was until I'm like 40 now, and I have my own child, and I see how I treat him, and I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I drove recently to West Havishore, New York, where I grew up, 52 Benson Street. Just to see like the house that I grew up in. Like my aunt lived at 52. We lived at 54 Benson Street. And I drove back there. And these places are fucking dumps. Like, it's so funny. I remember them being
Google Maps Street View.
Yeah, we've done this recently. Okay. You could do it as well, but it's okay. Like they were just such pieces of shit. And they were pieces of shit. I remember them being pieces of shit, but they're way worse now that I think back. And I remember under my aunt's porch, I remember I was like, oh shit, I used to play under this porch. Like I looked
used
at this
to play
porch.
Under a porch.
So no, this is a piece of shit. That house right there. So under the back porch.
That's a nice house.
It's not a nice house. It's not a nice house.
That one middle window's a little wonky.
It does have like Amityville Horror House.
This
vibes.
Is a three family. This is a three family house. I mean, this is
family house.
This is awful. It's all shitty falling apart.
Yeah, it looked like the window slid down.
That's the front of the house.
Like the window
that
looks having a stroke.
That looks like the side of anybody else's house. Show that again.
That literally is what the Amityville Horror
they
House looks like.
They shushed it up for the Google Streetcar.
What do they do? They didn't even line up the windows. It's a goddamn nightmare, dude. It's a true nightmare.
Oh my
but
God.
If you go, all right, so the house to the left is where me and my mom, my sister lived. So if you go in between those houses, can you go in there? Yeah, go in the driveway.
Go in the driveway.
Go in the driveway. Click there, yeah. Click there. Do you not know how it works? Go in the driveway, yeah.
Go in. It's a fucking
you
alley,
can't go
not
in.
A driveway.
That alleyway.
You can't go in there.
I played in this alleyway.
There's no way you can go into that.
Go in that alleyway right now.
That means
I can't go further.
Okay, so, but are you see to the right? In the back of that house, there's like an underneath the porch. And I would play underneath this porch almost daily.
Like that's where like a sick dog would live.
Yeah, yeah. Like a raccoon. Yeah. Why are you under a porch?
It was all rusty nails and glass.
Yeah, you're like, there was a dumpster by there that I used to play in.
Doggy.
Lewis, go to your room.
I usually just go play in glass and rusty nails.
Oh my God.
Daily. I shit you not, daily.
Yeah.
That was like, it was, I think back now, I'm like, I would never let my son play in glass and rusty nails. And there was, like the pink.
Why are these nails so thin and have plungers on the end?
There was, the fiberglass, like insulation.
Yes.
Yeah, it was all under there. Like, I remember one time I was just rolling around in it. It just, like, was all
over. Oh, my God.
It was your security was my blanket. The insulation.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Ah, shit.
Did you guys have top finders in your the sticker so the firemen or pedophiles could find you?
No, I don't know what that is.
A top finder sticker. I'm sure somebody knows of it. It
oh,
was
yeah, yeah, yeah. Top finder.
So top finder. So fire, the... if a fire happened, the firemen would know which room was the children's.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it?
My mom put that on her own window.
Yeah. And made tater tots.
Psych. Yeah. Just kidding. I don't know where he is. Look under the roof.
She just wanted
my
firemen.
Hero.
She just wanted firemen to come over and have sex with her.
Yeah, yeah. The top finder.
Oh, boys. There's a fire in this room.
Her said thought finder. Hell yeah. Can we smoke blunts in my studio that I own yet? I mean, what is going on here?
Why wouldn't you?
Because apparently I don't have any fucking say in anything in my life.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm only fucking Louis fucking J. Gomez. No fucking say in anything I want to fucking do, all right?
Yeah.
I want to fucking smoke a blunt, I smoke a blunt, okay?
Oh, God. This okay? Is
yeah, he's watching Sopranos.
Fucking blunts, I'm going to smoke a fucking... Ah, Christopher, shut the fuck up.
I love it. I love it. It's so good.
Oh, Christopher, what the fuck? Now I can't smoke a blunt in my own studio.
The best fucking cheese I've ever had in my entire fucking life. Ugh, best God. Fucking cheese.
I will admit, though, the first time I watched Sopranos, when I was done with it, I was wearing gold bracelets and... like Hawaiian shirts and stuff, and walking in like, my home. Hey, look, New York Comedy Club. How you guys doing? What you say? How you do? How you say? Or whatever the fuck.
Emilio.
Hey, why don't you?
I really love what you're doing with this place.
This thing of ours.
I watched this grow since I was a little boy.
I played the comedy bottle guy.
It's so good. Oh my
yeah,
God.
It's a very it's good show. It's a very good show.
Yeah. You know it's not as good? Squid Game.
Yeah,
massively
it was fun, though.
It's good.
Massively
it's good.
Overrated.
Everything can be good.
Massively overrated.
The only
overrated.
Reason you don't like it is because everybody else loves it.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't love it. I actually have the appropriate reaction.
He was a made man, T.
I have the appropriate reaction to Squid Game. Okay?
Which is?
It is good.
What
yes,
episode are you
I,
on?
It was good.
I finished it. Huh? It is good. It's not great. It all is right. Good.
Hey, whatever. It'd be better if there was some Italians in it. I'd love that. Squid Game.
There was that one random Indian dude where you're yeah. Like, I hope this
it's so funny. They come out and one guy dies. They all go, oh, I thought this was red light, green light.
They all start shooting back.
I ain't playing no fucking kids games, okay?
Welcome to Galamod game, bitch. Hey, that's a big piece of gamooch up there. Yeah,
this game's worth a lot of skadoo.
Italian Squid Game is so funny, dude.
Calamon game.
I tell you, why don't you take that fucking mask off? We see a real face, you bitch. Your first game will be Hide the Gamar.
She was a hua.
Hide your Kumar from your wife. If you cannot, you will be eliminated.
Oh, fuck. Italian Squid Game. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoCratom for supporting today's show, as well as Skankfest South and my entire fight camp. YoCratom is home of the $60 kilo. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you are in the market for Kratom, get it from YoCratom.com. You don't have to go to a smoke shop or take a ride to your local Kratom dealer. You can do it all online. You get it shipped right to your house. And plus, you can order a kilo. $60 for a kilo is probably the best deal you're ever going to get for wholesale Kratom. So once again, go to YoCratom.com, grab yourself a $60 kilo, and enjoy your day. Okay, where were we? Squid Game was good. It was just like, I mean, the amount of fucking hype that it gets.
It was like the best thing I've seen in a while. Like
seeing it without the hype gave me hype. I went, this is really fucking good and original.
Yeah. When did you see it? How long ago did you see it?
Probably like 4 weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, but... But that's like everything. I mean, all everything that once if you sort of set the expectation too high, that's the problem. You know,
hype. And then you have to take like a couple of like years away from it.
And I didn't. It's not like I went into it going like I don't want to like this because everyone likes it. I'm really not like it. I went into it being like, oh cool, it's a show that everyone likes and is talking about. I want to love this.
I get like that sometimes.
But you know what it is? I think also Game of Thrones ruined.
Ruined. Game of Thrones ruined.
It ruined television.
In a big way. Why? Because it was really good.
It was so good. It was so epic.
And shit the bed because they didn't give it time to finish.
So, but it's almost like the and you know you said this about Sopranos later on in the seasons about how it's like a movie every episode. That's what Game of Thrones was. It was so big and epic.
Yeah.
The writing was so good. There was so like every episode was like a cliffhanger. We're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
For years, and it was so big, and nothing has been able to capture that. That
it was 2 years ago. Of course, no, nothing.
The last couple of years sucked. I'm saying like, but the if you're talking about like Game of Thrones seasons 1 through 6 or whatever,
yeah.
It was so fucking crazy and epic and so big, and it had everything from the writing to the special effects to like the fucking like character development. It was so fucking good.
Yeah.
And then everything else just sort of pales in comparison. It just doesn't feel as big. Even if it's a show that's a better written show. Like about the teacher
Breaking Bad.
Like a Breaking Bad, you know what I'm saying? Like that writing was so incredible. It still just doesn't feel as big. Every episode doesn't feel as like the stakes aren't as fucking high as like the world is ending and White Walkers are coming in. Yeah. It's like
Stakes were high in Breaking Bad. I don't know about you, but every episode stakes were high. Every episode had the same. They'd have a problem from the last episode. They would take the entire episode to solve the problem, and in the last 5 minutes, there'd be another big problem that would come up. That was it was all stakes.
I'll be honest, I like Better Call Saul better.
Well, then you're gay.
No, I really do for some reason.
I don't know what
that, you're it's well, here's your official gay test.
Hey, it's fucking better. It's better.
Why do you like it better?
Because it's this. So what they said, the Breaking Bad was 80% action, 20% comedy. And that they wanted to switch that ratio for Better Call Saul.
Oh. Yeah, it's a lot of comedy. It's very funny.
I watched
the first two seasons. I didn't get beyond that.
It is great. They're all fucking...
Can I get a Diet Coke from somebody and then also something to throw my blunt wraps in?
And can I also get a Wawa, a water?
No, he wants a gobbler sandwich from Wawa.
can someone bring me in a whole Wawa?
All right, let's see. What else going on here? Father whose daughter was raped in the bathroom by a boy.
Mm-hmm. Rape on the first fucking date.
Wearing a by a boy wearing a skirt is thrown out of school board meeting for being a bigot. Wait a minute, time out. A daughter...
We got to kick these Scots out of this high school.
A father whose daughter was raped in the bathroom by a boy wearing a skirt is thrown out of school board meeting from being a bigot. Months later, additional complaints about the same boy were made, and he is now in jail for juvenile detention center. Diet Coke, or you only have Red Bull? Okay, it's fine. Thank you for giving me the next best thing. So hold on, Shannon, give me some backstory here.
Which story is it? I'm sorry.
The boy in the skirt.
Oh, okay. So there was a school in Virginia. A father, his daughter comes home and says that she was in the bathroom and a boy with the skirt raped her. He went to complain to the school. They had a school board meeting, and they're basically telling him there's no evidence that this ever happened. And he started fighting back on them, and then they restrained him. They removed him from the school.
Pause it for 1 second. So
she was talking. You pause it.
I said
pause it.
Pause it.
That's her mouth.
Pause it.
Hey. Hey, shut that. Shut that right there. Shut that.
All right. Lock that up for a second.
Pause it.
Pause. All right. Shut your fucking mouth for a second.
I'm having some trouble with this story.
It's complicated.
So the boy wore a skirt.
We always
easy rape.
We
easy
always
access.
We always
believe all victims.
Believe all women.
All men. Yeah, no. Believe the opposite. We always believe men. This boy is a trans. Is that what's happening?
No, he's just an Irish guy or Scottish.
Gay.
What the fuck?
Hey, nice Not skirt. All. Nice skirt, queer.
Hey.
God, what is it? Is it supposed to be a trans kid, and that's why the dad's being called
right
a bigot?
Yeah, they're saying he's
oh,
a bigot.
The father of the daughter.
Right.
Ah.
So here's the thing. I don't know which guy to believe here.
There's more information, and that will help you.
If they're both women, I'd assume they're both lying.
Two wrongs don't make it right, Shannon.
You can share this image. So this is the image that they were posting, and they were kind of shaming him, saying that he went to the school, caused a havoc. He's a bigot. He doesn't want them sharing bathrooms and all this stuff. That was in June. Between then and now, the same kid has been accused three other times of assaulting girls, and he's now in a juvenile detention center.
Where the skirt is not working out so well.
Just kidding. Deep dicks.
I mean, this is literally the story.
This is the story that everyone
conservative wants.
100%.
Yeah.
This is the manifestation of what they want.
First of all, is this on Miley Yiannopoulos' website? Where did this information come from?
It's the Daily Mail.
Daily Mail. Okay.
Daily Mail sucks ass.
M-A-L-E.
What?
The Daily Mail. It's a chauvinist website.
This was every talking point. There you go. You start letting these people into the every bathroom, and you're gonna get rapes. And now they've got one.
I mean, I have a question. What? Why? Because I noticed this while traveling. Their little loophole when they ask you what your gender is, they go gender assigned at birth, right? And they ask you that question. Versus just asking you what your gender is, because then they're like, I'm not fucking dealing with all this other horseshit, okay? Yeah. What were you when you were fucking born? So why don't we just say people just use the fucking bathroom you were assigned for the gender you were assigned at birth with?
Why is that the issue here?
Is that not the issue? Isn't this a tranny bathroom issue?
That's a lot bigger. No, the issue is that this kid is fucking raping people and sexually harassing people and women. I'm a hero, everybody.
Shannon, were all these assaults in the ladies' room?
Yes.
He's just camping out.
All
there?
Of them.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Setting up.
Let's
shop.
Get those what? Assaults you know in the men's room where they belong.
Fuck okay. Off. You know what? Rape me once. Shame on you.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude.
I love that we all wait for the song.
From my film, he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Shannon, where was this in the country?
Virginia.
Oh, Virginia? What is Virginia?
They could be anything.
I don't know what they are down there. I feel like they're southern enough where they should be, but
it's right in the middle, though.
Yeah.
Isn't that like, at what point? I think four. I think after one, they should have been like, hey, buddy. So four seems nuts that would go on that long.
Yeah.
Where people. Was all complaints at once, or did they come? Did they scatter?
It was between June and this month, but also the kid was moved schools, and the reason why is they don't list the reason why in the article, but we can only assume. So the kid moved schools, I guess, because of this issue, and then when the same issues happened at the new school is when they finally acted about it.
So what happened with his dad? His dad's fucking.
Well, now he's speaking out in like social media and to the media about it because he felt that he was ignored and made to look like an asshole the first time around. So now
100%, 100%,
and sue the fucking school.
Yeah,
sue the fucking school. Yeah. He got all fucking roughed up, dude. That's crazy. Like that is absolutely crazy. I remember I was suspended in the ninth grade for threatening my teacher's life.
Nice.
And it was completely fabricated.
To the surprise of
fucking,
no one.
I was fucking innocent. I'll tell you right now. This fucking cocksucker had it out for me. Allegedly. No, I really didn't. It was my maybe it was 10th grade?
It was a dude in a dress. It
might have been 9th grade. Regardless, the teacher, there was like maybe 2 minutes left in the period, right?
Yeah.
And I was talking to somebody, just like talking to somebody in the class, and he was like, "Lewis, that's it. You're talking. Go to timeout." He sent me to timeout. Right? It was like a closet in my high school. I don't know if every high school
had. I know. Time what the out. Fuck?
Yeah,
timeout closets.
It was timeout. Yeah, it was a closet. It was the same room that they would serve in school suspension for. I was in school suspension all the time.
Yeah.
And it was also like timeout. So if you're being bad in class, they'd send you to timeout for the rest of the period, and essentially you got to go just fucking sit in this like. Box with like other bad kids for like the rest of the period, right?
And
you
get like in Cool Hand Luke,
you get enough of those,
the box,
they suspend you, right? So he sends me to timeout, but there's like 2 minutes left in the period. I'm going, like, in my mind, I'm not even making it to the timeout classroom. He's just letting me in my next class early,
just trying to fucking
means nothing. I it means it's not registering as a problem. Even if I had to go to timeout, I don't care. Like, I don't care. I'm also just not going to timeout. I'm going to play hacky sack. Thank you for allowing me to go play hacky sack in the courtyard, you fucking dumb dildo. Okay? I don't care. Uh-huh. But according to him, I really cared that he sent me to timeout. And in front of the
whole class, choke you to death with my hacky sack. I'll throw this hacky sack down your throat.
Doggy, he fucking, he
this
says.
This is high school guy. I'll devil stick you to death.
I'll put you in. I'll spin you like
I'll get away on my penny skateboard.
They'll find you with pogs over your eyes.
Stupid high school fucking games.
Gut full of crazy bumps.
Doggy, yeah, so he goes, he said that I said to him, I stood up and I was like, you'll live to regret this. Like I'm a fucking pirate.
That's cool.
That's what he said. I said, and then so I come into school the next day and I have to go to the principal's office right away. And they're like, they said, and I was like, I'm like laughing. I'm like, you'll live to regret this.
That's not even a death threat. That could be you'll live till whatever, and you'll regret it the entire time.
Well, yeah, that
on
was
on your deathbed when you're 100, you'll go, I shouldn't have been mean to that Puerto Rican kid.
Yeah,
but it just didn't happen. It was an absolute just fabrication. It was crazy. So I got a 2-week suspension. They suspended me for 2 weeks from school for this.
2 weeks?
It was crazy. It was a wild amount of time.
I got
right?
6 weeks for bringing a knife in.
Yeah. Well,
anyway,
you did. Just a little... You did that. I did not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So while I was suspended, they fired this guy because he wasn't doing any work. He was just giving people random grades. Like I had an 85 both first semesters for this science class. I did no work. And I remember just being like, fuck it, I'm just not going to sign. I was like, I have no idea how I got this.
Sometimes the lies are good.
So he was on a bunch of medications and like apparently like just not scoring tests, not doing anything, and just like fucked up and crazy and like making shit up. They caught him in a bunch of lies. So they fired him 3 days into my suspension and they didn't say anything. And they let me be suspended. And then when I came back, we found out she was a piece of shit, but the one good thing she did was she like got our back. She's had a thing where she was like, no, like I'll fuck my kid up, but like nobody's going to even say anything bad about him.
Yeah.
So my mom just came in and like, you know, just try to fight everybody in the school, which didn't really help anybody, but yeah. It was still kind of badass.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, we probably should have gotten litigious.
Yeah. I'm not going to let my kid be around here for 2 weeks while I shoot up.
Yeah.
It's mommy's nap time.
Yeah, I mean, that's hilarious, I guess.
Yeah.
For you.
Okay, so let's move on to, oh man, autopsy results for Gabby Potato.
Gabby Potato.
Strangulage.
Yeah, she got strangled.
Strangled. Wow.
Yeah, I mean... I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, I don't think this kid has it in him to kill himself. I think he will be caught and then arrested and everything.
You think so?
I could see it in his stupid face. But
Dog hasn't caught him yet. Dog's on it.
Yeah, Dog's on the case. Yeah, I mean, he probably killed himself, right?
By now? You think so? Well, they found a little campsite from him like a week ago.
Did they?
Right?
I haven't been paying attention.
I mean,
Dog found it. Dog found the campsite.
He sniffed it out.
Yeah.
I mean, this kid.
They don't call me. It was black people having a barbecue.
Yeah, but I mean, this guy can't go anywhere. He's got to have people helping him, or his fucking
How
body
many
is just that.
Could he really help? I mean,
yeah, nobody's helping him.
That's what I mean.
Nobody's helping
everybody's
him.
Everybody's looking for this fucking
nobody's
guy.
Nobody's helping. I mean, maybe his parents. Like, obviously, if my son straggled Gabby Potato, yeah, I'm obviously helping him.
Honestly, I could run into this dude in the street and not really recognize
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's true. Same here.
Hey, Shannon, did anybody send us any Brian Laundries in the wild?
Oh, hold on. Let me check again.
We asked for people to start taking videos of random hilarious. People that look like Brian
any white
Laundry.
Bald guy who ran up to him and asked,
like, are you Brian Laundrie?
I bet you stumble upon this motherfucker.
Yeah, dude.
How was Brian Laundrie captured?
There's that video of the girl who like gave him a ride and she was like, I think Brian Laundrie was hitchhiking and I gave him a ride.
Yikes.
Yeah. Oh, Shannon, we got one?
No. Oh, wait.
Wait a minute. Let's see. That'd be great.
No, if someone is saying, I think this Gas Digital subscriber named Brian Laundrie might really be him.
Whoa.
That might be true. Well, I wouldn't be completely surprised. I mean, you know for a fact somebody's going to murder their mother in a Legion of Skanks shirt one day. And we're going to get some praise for it.
Are we sure somebody hasn't already?
Well, we know that guy murdered his mother.
Yeah, we don't know what he was wearing.
Yeah.
It's before he gets that merch.
Brian Wondry in the Racist Live Chat says, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Come get me, officer. goes, I gave you all the clues.
He goes, look, I got a lot of time on my hands.
I gave you all the clues, dog.
I'm listening to a lot of podcasts out here.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, so she was strangled.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fucking...
That's rough, dude.
That's, I feel like that is a less rough way to murder a girl.
A less rough than
like beating her to death with a rock.
Ah, jeez.
You know what that tells me?
Stabbing her or shooting her. I feel like strangulation tells me he didn't really want to do it.
I was going to say he got sick of that girl.
I was like, what did this broad say?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. On a cross-country road trip, he was just one too many stories.
Can I explain to you guys? Because you guys are, first of all, this guy is innocent, still proven guilty. Okay, can we stop fucking talking about this guy like he's a murderer? I think that, and I've said this since day one, he didn't want to kill this girl. She forced him. Okay, and have you ever been to the dentist?
I'm going this afternoon.
I've been to the dentist.
Have you ever had a tooth drilled?
I've never had a tooth drilled.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Or have you ever had a procedure done where it's like painful or you like...
Yeah, a little bit.
Good for Brendan though for having great dental hygiene.
You get a needle. You ever squeeze like, you know, squeeze onto something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Squeeze onto a pillow, right? So what I was saying is like I'm not trying to fucking strangle a pillow. What happening is the pain or the fucking anxiety of the drill is so much so that I have to squeeze something to the point where I'm like, I'm not even thinking about it.
It's not the dental hygienist's neck.
She's
squeezing.
Yeah. I was saying she was being so grating like a drill that he had to put his hands around her neck and
I'm
squeeze.
With you. I'm telling you, have you ever driven across country with a girl before? I'm telling you, that's what it was. If he had to go, I don't want
to
hear one more fucking story about this bitch's crystals.
Trying to kill her. I think he was simply trying
to strangle her.
Strington was trying to relieve pressure out of his ears through his fingertips. We've all been there.
Yeah.
If I have to hear about the vibes on this trip one more time.
Yeah, dude.
Doggy, look, have you ever used a stress ball, like one of those things where you squeeze?
Sure.
Yeah, but the stress ball wasn't saying, you're killing me, stop.
Oh, dude, but if it did, it would be so useful.
God, that'd be the best.
You know, like the thing you squeeze and the eyes and the ears come out?
Yeah,
dude, can we...
That scream.
It's like my dogs love toys.
Can we sell Gabby Potato head and neck stress balls? Is that fucked up? It is.
If we call it Gabby Potato, it's probably fun.
Yeah. It's just Gabby Potato. It's a potato with two eyes. Yeah. You go, boink, and the eyes go, boink.
Jeez. Maybe they were having sex and he did it.
Oh, could have been a rough sex thing.
That would have been my thing. This is why also I don't believe that he murdered her. Because in my mind, if I murdered a bitch by strangling her, I'm going to say we were having sex. She loved it and was begging me to strangle her more.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she stopped.
You come out with that real quick. You try and get in front of that. You go, we were having rough sex.
We were having the roughest of sex.
Yeah, but a forensic person can tell you like
a dweeb. I was like, you've never fucked, nerd.
Yeah.
Go back to the
How
lab.
Do you know? Well, it seems that under the fingerprint. Shut up, nerd. You've never fucked.
Scram, four eyes.
Well, that doesn't really seem to be important in this issue right now.
It would
answer me this.
It would appear the victim nerd scratched the word help in her back.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, typical.
Holy shit.
Answer me this, forensic nerd. Are you a virgin? Well, I don't really see why that has anything to do with this.
Oh, Your Honor, come on.
Well, how would he know?
You're gonna listen to this virgin? No.
So you spit right in her face like,
you ever do that?
And she had pieces of your skin under her nails. Yeah, dude, she fucking loved it.
Yeah, it's called
anal. Crushing it.
Look, why don't I just take you out on a night of town? We get you laid.
All right, the cake is off, everybody. He's innocent.
Turns out he's actually a pretty good guy.
Yeah, dude. I think, look, innocent to proven guilty. I'm out here rooting for Brian Wondry. It's not that I'm not rooting that a killer gets away. I'm hoping that this man is found innocent. and that we just find out this was a moment of passion.
Why did he run away if he's innocent?
Maybe he's maybe he's still coming.
Yeah. Oh, that sex was so good. Lewis
I fucking killed
roots,
her, man.
Lewis roots for a guy who has to date a crazy girl the way black people rooted for OJ. He could have done it, but come on, man. Just let us get one.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I just, there's more to this story than it's simply he just killed her. Come on, man. It's got to be. Right,
it is nuts that like the cops stop them and have them on tape and everything.
Yeah,
it's gonna be crazy.
She was such a little wacky broad.
Yeah,
she was twit though. Whew. Can we see some more? Is there any more pictures of her? Any nice hot photos of her that came out afterwards?
Did she have an OnlyFans? Maybe.
No, she didn't. Believe me, damn. I would have been on that shit.
Damn, dude.
Damn, doggy.
She did seem. Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah.
That is so tragic.
Look at the body, though.
Damn.
I'm sorry, those angel wings are hilarious.
They do? Oh, yeah. Wow, that sucks.
Oh.
They do look like they like each other.
Yeah, they're just fucking crazy kids, man.
Yeah, crazy kids.
Just crazy kids.
Your Honor, this was just a case of crazy kids.
Two crazy kids, you know, the classic story.
Your Honor, boys will be boys.
Your Honor, you were a young one.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to rule this under boys will be boys. Let's get hammered.
Order.
Bring the bar out.
Order. Five large pizzas.
This is how we do it.
The Honorable Judge Joe Rogan now presiding.
This case is closed for happy hour.
They're going to try him in guy court.
My representative is Dan Soder. What?
Prosecution Andrew Schultz. No way. Oh, shit. I just laughed and farted, so I apologize.
Good, baby.
That's a good laugh.
Yeah.
A lart.
Yes, indeed. Chuck Liddell got into trouble over the weekend. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
Did you hear about it? No. Chuck Liddell apparently was arrested for domestic violence.
No.
Yes, swear to God. The Iceman. And do you know what he said? And I believe him on this. He said that she was actually beating the shit out of him, his wife or his chick, and he opted to go to jail in her place because they had to arrest one of them.
Ooh,
and then honorable. He was like, well, so yeah, dude, so that, John Jones, take a fucking page out of Chuck Liddell's book, because if it's not true, I believed it, and I was like, what a good dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he fucking Jedi mind tricked us if it's not true, because everyone's moved on already.
Yeah. I think that does happen. They're like, we have to separate you guys.
Yeah. And we have to. I'll
go in her honor.
Well, I know if there's like, if two people are like fighting, right? They have to arrest both of you or none of you, right? Is that sort of, because I've gotten into fights in the street before, just like dumb bar scuffles when I was like 22, right? Mm-hmm. Where the cops will come and go, all right, well, we're going to arrest both of you guys right now, or none of you are going to get arrested. You guys can just go in the opposite direction. So.
Why would you ever pick both of us getting arrested?
Because one of them called the cops being like, yeah, this guy fucking hit me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
That's stupid. I mean, that is the move by Chuck. So he just beat the shit out of her. She offered him a Tito's and soda, and he fucking kicked her in the head.
Yeah, dude. Good for Chuck. Either way, good for Chuck.
You think it's the same girl that you saw him with at the diner?
No, probably not.
When you called him Champ and he ignored you?
I didn't call him Champ. I just said, what's up, Chuck? All right, so imagine, like, right near the Comedy Store, what's that diner called?
Mel's?
Yeah, Mel's Diner. We're at Mel's Diner, and me and Kim were dating, and Chuck Liddell's there with, like maybe two agents and, like, a blonde chick, right, and just, like, sitting at a table. And I'm walking out of the diner. He's sitting there. They haven't even ordered food yet. They're like sitting there just like talking. Oh, that's the chick? So it's a different chick. Whatever. It's probably cheating. So as I'm walking out, I don't go up to his table or anything. I'm like, I say, what's up, Chuck? Or what's like, I was like, oh, Chuck, like that or something like that. He does this. He goes, or say it to me. Imagine you're talking. Imagine you're like, what's up, Chuck? He goes,
what's up, Chuck? Doesn't even look at you.
He just looks up straight.
He's just stared at you.
Not at me. Forward.
Jeez.
Like in a bizarre, like crazy, like, I'm not even going to acknowledge this guy. But he wanted me to know that he could hear me, but he's not going to acknowledge me.
He just goes, did you just hit me?
It was fucking crazy. It was just like, dude, just fucking chill. I'm not coming up to your fucking table to interrupt you and ask you for an autograph. I'm literally saying what's up from across, because I'm a fucking fan of yours.
Yeah.
Maybe because I'm not famous, but I have such an appreciation for every fucking fan. Like every single fucking fan that ever comes up to me and says what's up, wants to take a picture, shake my hand.
It's very cool.
It's awesome. It's the greatest fucking thing in the world. Yeah. You feel like the man, and it never bothers me. People say that all the time. Like, oh, dude, I saw you in the mall. You were hanging out with your chick. I didn't want to bother you. I was like, no, dude, make me look cool. Come up to me.
If I'm ever with a girl, walk up to me and go and be starstruck.
Sure. Oh, dude, I've walked up to so many comics. If I see they're with a chick, and I'll know them, and I've pretended to be a fan.
It's a good friend.
Oh, if I see a dude at a restaurant with a chick that, and it's a comic I know, I'll go, hey man, I know you don't know me. Just like your last special was so fucking funny, and I just wanted to say, you know, like,
that's a good friend.
I've done it so many times.
That's very cool.
Yes, I mean, dude, 100% every single time. So, but whatever. I guess you don't owe anybody anything. No.
But then we've seen like when Sal tries to go somewhere.
Oh, of course.
Right. It's fucking bananas.
I
love
Chuck Liddell, I guess, walking down the street in L.A. or Vegas. I'm sure gets bombarded all the time. It must get frustrating and annoying at certain times, but it's like, I don't know, dude. You don't owe anything. Like, you don't have to take a picture with anybody. You don't have to. You don't even really have to fucking. You can literally just go give a fucking nod, you asshole. Like, what the fuck? Like, literally just give a little nod. At the very least, don't try to make somebody who's a fan of yours feel like an asshole for being a fan of yours. I hate fucking Chuck Liddell now. Fuck Chuck Liddell. I'm not a fan of his. When Tito Ortiz fought him this last time and beat his ass, I fucking laughed. The fact that I hate Tito Ortiz. The fact that I was rooting for Tito Ortiz because of that. I mean, it's a very tangible thing, though. Chuck Liddell.
Talk about a guy who could beat up a woman correctly.
But Chuck Liddell lost a fucking fan.
He put Jenna Jameson on the bench.
not that it matters him, but how many people had that experience with this guy? We're like, fuck this guy. I'm not gonna fucking So that's that. Moving on. Let's.
It's just easy to be like, hey, what's up, man? Yeah, good, good, good. Totally. All right, I'll see you later. Like, you force the goodbye.
Let's talk about this one. Tim McGraw jumps off stage to confront a fan who booed him for forgetting lyrics. Hmm. If you're booing somebody for forgetting lyrics, that's fucking...
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? Like,
Everyone's mentally ill.
Yeah, people have fucking problems.
I don't know. I would say we would get pretty mad if one person was booing us during a show that we were doing good at.
But it's...
Oh, I meant like the person booing.
No, I mean it too. That person's a dick. But I could see his response being pretty...
Not if you're Tim McGraw. First of all, music... Heckling isn't the same with music. I was in a band for years, right? So... Yeah.
And we got a lot of boos.
Well, we weren't very good, but the reality is, like, good set or bad set, like, if we're a little off, you can't really, you can tell as a musician, but to the people in the audience, they can't really fucking tell. I mean, you hear there'll be sets where, like, bands were playing with the wrong tuning the whole time, and, like, nobody in the audience has any fucking clue.
Yeah.
So, as a musician, like, if you're having sort of somebody booing you or fucking people not really being into it, it's sort of a loss on you. And it's not the same as a comedian. A comedian, it really matters. If somebody fucking say, exactly. If they fuck up your timing of your joke, that's it. The whole joke is gone. Pull up the video of Tim McGraw. His voice sounds like shit.
Nice, dude.
He had the same reaction Chuck Liddell had.
And he comes out with the cowboy hat on. That's brave as shit. Look at all these cowboy hats.
That one chick's like,
look, man.
I'm gonna kick his ass every day for booing me at my show.
I don't need to know the lyrics.
The only fucking honest guy in the room. He's just going, this fucking sucks.
Yeah. Boo boo.
Okay. Do they throw any punches, Shannon, or is this just fucking cowboys joying at each other?
Yeah, no, the security prevents anything from happening. He goes back on stage.
You don't make me take my lasso out, boy.
He apologizes later on. I can just tell you what he said, or I can show you the video.
Let's see it. Let's see
the video. Does he cry?
Like how the band had to vamp through the song while he was interacting. They were just going, all right, keep it up. No, let's take it around again.
We were all out of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, this is it. This is his apology.
Going through a midlife crisis.
He said he's not going through a midlife crisis.
Oh, he's joking.
I don't know how many of y'all know this, but we're shooting a film called 1883.
And that was all a part of the play.
And so I have to dye my beard for this film. So it's not a midlife. The jeans might be a midlife crisis.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so he's having fun.
He's killing.
But not the beard. But we've been shooting. Last week, we've shot 48 hours straight for 2 days.
That's what 2 days
is. Showed up to do a show for you guys tonight.
Yes, I did not stand with IAT.
So, what's his apology? Because this is a lot of horseshit, Shannon.
So he says basically that like he's old. He's 54. He says he's old now. They've been filming for nonstop, and if he forgets a couple lyrics, cut him some slack.
Ah, did he apologize to the guy that he tried to?
Oh no, he didn't. He didn't address them, and it doesn't say whether or not that person got thrown out or not. Mm.
Did you see the guy from the singer from Smash Mouth left the band?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Steve Hartwell? No.
But
he's
the performance?
So a few weeks ago, they did a beer and wine festival, and this chick made a TikTok, and he is out of it on stage.
It's pretty great.
Really? He doesn't know the songs. He's like flipping off the audience.
How do you not know two songs?
Now they've been performing with a new singer, and people are like, who is this guy? And he put out a statement. He left the band that he has some type of disorder that leads to muscle, like he has loss of motor control and memory, and like he's all fucked up and doesn't know where he is sometimes.
It's called alcoholism. Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, most likely.
That's crazy.
So this chick tried to call him out, and he was just like, actually, I'm dying, lady.
I have a disorder where somebody wants me.
Smash Mouth perform live at a local beer and wine festival. When I say this is the most chaotic show I've ever seen in my entire life, I have no words.
At no point was the sound balanced. Unintelligible speech.
Did he use Heil Hitler?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh my
God. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Homie is whacked.
Yeah, dude. The show looks awesome, actually.
Yeah.
The other guy.
He looks like he's at his own show. Yeah.
He said, I'll kill your whole family, I swear to God.
What's this guy doing? Skankfest. Damn.
Hell yeah, doggy.
Damn.
So he retired.
Are we all going to see Smash Mouth soon?
I wish.
Not anymore. Not without him.
Yeah, damn. He ruled.
Well, good for him if he saw that and was like, looks like I'm the one with a big L on my forehead.
Yeah. That bit, I don't know what was, it was her face was bothering me. You know what it was?
She had a piercing somewhere that was weird.
Pierced eyebrow in 2021 is a weird choice.
That's a weird choice.
Weird. You like it?
Yeah.
Pierced eyebrow.
Oh, I like it. She's cute.
No, yeah, dude, she's cute.
No, dude, she's a fucking pig.
Nah, she's a little Christmas bunny. Yeah. I would take her to a Christmas stuff.
You take her to a Christmas stuff?
I would take her to Christmas stuff. The tree.
Macy's.
Show her lights. Macy's. That's good. True. I can't wait to fucking do Christmas shit
I don't
with
know
my lady.
I just realized I have to buy my fucking Halloween costume. I have to plan a Halloween party, Skankfest, right for a roast. There's
Halloween
so
party?
Yeah.
In the city?
No, at my house. My son's Halloween party. Oh. His
show up fucking wasted.
It's my son's second annual extravagance. Ah!
I like it.
Halloween extravagance. Yeah. Ah!
Oh, God.
Yeah. All the boys and
no spooks.
All the.
Guess we'll stay. Guess we'll stay. Guess we'll stay.
Natalie, by the way, we have you on camera laughing at racism. So when you try to come at, when you try to come at me for all my shit that I say about your lesbianism, I just want you to know that I will fucking bury you for the future.
Instead of having me sign an NDA or something, you just have video footage of me unable to get a job in the future.
Yes. We work on bribery here at Guest Digital.
So just realize who you're dealing with.
I mean blackmail. Fuck.
Blackmail? No, we said no spooks.
Kessel Snake. Circle Snake. Exactly.
Give that one to Zach. Zach, you're welcome, buddy. It was your birthday present. All right. As I was saying, that bitch is gross. Eyebrow piercings are not cute on chicks.
Eyebrow piercings are gotta go.
They gotta go.
But, you know, she seems cute. She seems nice.
You know what?
If that's what she thinks the most chaotic concert of all time is, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. She's never seen fucking Gwar or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, what's the craziest concert you've ever been to?
I haven't gone to crazy concert. Maybe Tech N9ne, but even that was like tame.
Tech N9ne is so awesome.
He's so great.
I listen to Tech N9ne almost daily. Did he do a new song with The Rock?
Yeah, The Rock came out with a song with some bars, and everyone's like, does The Rock have bars? Like, no. No, he does not. My name's The Rock, and I gotta say that I lift my eyebrows every day. I was a wrestler, now I'm an actor. I love Kevin Hart. Shoo-wee-doo-doo.
It's literally on that level. It's so whatever.
It really is. It's so whatever. Whatever, dude.
I saw The Rock, I guess, posted a video to his Instagram of a kid reacting to it, and I'm like, the kid that's reacting, I'm like, chill, dude. It's not actually good. It's cool that The Rock shows up in the middle of a Tech N9ne song.
It is very cool. But he also sounds a little bit like Tech N9ne.
Good.
It's about drive. It's about power. We stay hungry. We devour. Put in the work. Ugh. Put in the hours. And take what's ours. Like in
some what? Veins, my nobody can help him with that?
It's not too bad. What they gonna get, though? Desecration, defamation. He should go fast, though. Like, he should really show. When I have to put boost the asses mean on ya. Like a dream when I'm rumbling, you're gonna scream, mama. So bring drama to the king, Brahma. Why not to an extreme mana? Oh, I actually do like it now.
No, it's bad.
I hate it.
It's terrible. It's
look, awful. As somebody who has started a rap career when they shouldn't.
The Rock rules. He's not starting a rap career. What The Rock is doing is similarly to how Howard Stern back in the day did that song with Rob Zombie. And he was like, I just want to show you that I can also do a song. I'm saying, nobody thinks The Rock is starting to rap, do we? Right.
No.
No.
No. No. I think unless it was more...
Unless he just keeps putting out shit.
I think it was more that Tech N9ne is releasing a new album, and Tech N9ne is... The Rock has become like the stamp of like elite, right? So like The Rock's brand is like the fact that The Rock likes Tech N9ne is almost like it's like a shine on Tech N9ne. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even though like people respect Tech N9ne as a rapper, so I feel like it's almost cool that Tech N9ne got The Rock on a song.
That's what the
story here is. Tech N9ne is so good at rapping that The Rock wanted to be on one of the songs.
Tech N9ne fucks with a lot of people that like bigger rappers don't fuck with. Like no one is doing a feature with Token or anything like that. But he's this white rapper.
But yeah, no, Tech N9ne, he's the fucking best.
He's great.
Tech N9ne is
he's great. We used to drink Caribou Lose just because of that
because
song.
Of Tech N9ne, yeah.
And they would get you fucked up.
What's
dude.
In a Caribou Lou?
Malibu, 151 rum.
151 rum. They tell you in the lyrics.
Yeah, exactly.
Pineapple juice. A bomb, boom,
yeah, 151 rum, pineapple juice, and Malibu.
Some Quiz Alert. Fire Patch Kids.
Three scoops of sugar.
A nerd's rope.
And then some hair from the priest around the corner. Tech N9ne's the shit, dude.
Yeah, he's cool.
I haven't heard any of the new songs. I just heard that little part with the Rock.
No, no. But, yeah, other than that, no, not really. Yeah. Every show has been, like, fine. I don't go to see people that, like, hurt their audience members or anything like that.
Yeah.
Or, like, spit on us.
Okay.
Sorry.
Craziest shit you've ever been to, Zach? You've probably seen some weird, like, live.
Yeah.
They killed one of the fucking female volunteers at the end.
Yeah.
As far as just like an intense crowd, mindless self-indulgence is pretty consistent.
Oh, yeah.
Like the people were just going batshit, jumping off shit.
Hold on. DJ 7393, Lewis Thinking Tech 9 is still one of the best, is hilarious. I need you to ban him for 24 hours straight for questioning my rap taste.
Rap taste.
Yes.
And then I wasn't there, but my favorite ever is Fat Mike getting banned from that festival.
Oh, wow.
The acoustic show. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, where he did the Cookie the Clown.
Yeah, yeah, the Cokie the Clown thing.
He did Cokie the Clown. And
so Fat Mike comes out for this festival. He does an acoustic performance, and he comes out with 50 shot glasses and a bottle of Patron and a cameraman following him. He pours out the shots. Everybody in the crowd does a shot with him. He does a few songs, thank you, good night. Guy with the camera plugs the camera in, rewinds the tape, and it's Fat Mike pissing in a Patron bottle, walking out and pouring the shots and giving it to the crowd.
Wow.
And he got banned, I think, from that festival and maybe that state for life.
God.
Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that rules.
You know what? We got another Real Ass Dude of the Week right here.
Who's Fat Mike?
From No Effects.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Suck on my balls.
That's hilarious. And yeah, Tech N9ne is one of the fucking best rappers ever. One of the best to ever do it. I don't give a shit that you're a fucking trendy fucking loser who knows what's cool now. Tech N9ne is a better rapper than TheBaby, DaBaby, Lil Baby, Lil Nas X 9, fucking this guy, that, the other. He's the best. He's the best. Tech N9ne is the best.
The best rapper?
Yes. Tech N9ne and then Eminem.
Those are the only two. There you go. You got
those
me.
Those are the two.
You got me.
Those are the two. And then maybe Hobson. He's up in there.
Hobson? I don't even like saying his name. It's hard.
I don't even know. I don't know any other rappers.
Afro Man.
Just know a bunch of people. Afro Man punched some chick in the face when she tried to grab his mic.
Completely justified. She
completely
snuck up on him.
Completely justified.
Don't grab a microphone, dog.
We live in
a post-Dimebag Darrell age. If somebody gets on stage, knock them out and find out why they're up there.
Somebody grabs
a microphone, first thing you do is you fucking elbow him in the fucking temple.
Yeah.
And then you say, what was going on there?
Yeah.
I have to make an emergency announcement.
But imagine like doing that and then like having to continue singing because I got high. Punching someone in the face.
I had to punch this bitch in the face and then I got high.
He goes, look at this.
Oh!
Well, that's crazy.
Stop grinding up on him, motherfucker. Anyway.
Don't be rubbing that flat ass on me.
Yeah, I'm a married man.
I got morals. Constitutions.
Anyway, you want to see this in C minor?
All right, we're done. Let's wrap it. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you
so
guys
much,
very
guys.
Much yeah. for hanging out on today's show. Make sure you guys go support all these motherfuckers. The great, and if you're the great Brendan Sagalow. And yeah, we'll be back on Friday with Kenny versus Spenny live on the Real Ass Podcast.
Hell yeah.
Love you guys.
Peace.
That's all, folks.